inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
Sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Hope it was good for everyone. Been busy for us.
Very busy.
Kind of crazy, but that's another story.
Yeah, which is why we've been off for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we've had a lot of things going on, and we were also playing around with the idea of going every other week, but I think we've come back to a conclusion of getting back on track and hitting weekly.
Yeah, I think so. I got to find more time to work on the show.
Yeah, we have so many, like, 800 different direction projects and things going on personally, and I don't know what possessed us to pick right now, take on doing the show again,
but yeah.
I definitely think we are going to commit to doing weekly.
Yep.
And we're starting to get a better place for setup and recording, and I think it could definitely be a thing.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier when I don't have to spend 45 minutes setting up the studio so we can record.
Right. Well, it's still a work in progress, so... But anyways, we will be sure to get it back on week. And I think the flow is better that way.
Right.
So on with the show.
On with the show. Well, first off, let's do a disclaimer.
Okay.
The show will absolutely have some not so nice words.
Yes, but not like every other word being.
Well, wait to that story.
Oh, I haven't gotten there
yet. You haven't gotten there yet.
I've only read a few, but I haven't gotten that far, so.
Well, let's just.
I had a couple for this first one.
Let's just say I posted this on Blue Sky.
Okay.
And I dropped my first F-bomb on Blue Sky because of this story we're going to do.
Wow, you don't do F-bombs anywhere.
No. So just be aware.
Oh, that's not going to be good for me.
It more pisses me off than you, but you're going to be unhappy with it anyway.
I was going to say, I was just thinking for the language part. I'm the one that's the sailor, not you.
Anyways, I guess we'll get on with the show.
That's how it goes.
All right. Let's start with the first one. Montana to close clergy mandatory reporting loophole.
That is very interesting.
Right. So the first story we're diving into is a showdown that's got the Catholic Church shaking in its stained glass shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and you're wondering, what could possibly be so bad that the church itself
is scared?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the question comes to, should priests be forced to report child abuse in a confessional?
Fuck yes.
Well, there's our first one.
Absolutely they should.
Absolutely, yes.
The fact that they hide it or I don't even know if hiding is the right word as far as when they get these confessions, that it was even in the first place acceptable to not report anything of that nature happening to kids.
So currently in every single state in the United States, it is legal for the priest or father or whatever taking the confession, right?
Head
taking
honcho.
The confession, not have to report child abuse of any kind.
I can't fathom
and
that.
It's not even just child abuse. They don't have to report any crime that
well,
they
I was
going to
say, it's not just for child abuse.
Right.
They could confess that they just murdered four people.
Right.
And chopped them up and threw them in the lake.
Well,
and
this bill is specifically aimed at protecting children.
Can start with right? that. Well, actually.
Catholic Church is all about protecting children.
The fuck they are.
Unless, they want to diddle them.
Oh, I don't like that. We're not saying that.
Fine.
Don't say that again.
Fine.
But anyways, I get the point.
Right.
But
the Catholic Church has a history of hiding this anyway within the Catholic Church itself.
Yeah.
Right? There's been lawsuits galore
decades
over that.
Upon decades. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So the Friendly Atheist covered this, and he noted that in Australia, well, let me back up a little bit.
Yeah.
The church is saying that there's no need for this law because they never get confessions.
Okay, first of all, one, how the fuck do they know if they're not supposed to be confessing or telling what any confessions are?
Right.
And two, how in the hell do they think we don't need said law?
Right. Well, they're saying that if a priest were to follow this law, they would be excommunicated. And I'm like,
why?
Don't give a fuck.
And besides the crap that then obviously they have a flawed system, but right. either way, who gives a shit? It's about protecting the victims. And in this case, freaking children who have no say in anything because it's all adults that control everything.
Right.
And from a child's point of view, they see adults as authority figures and they would never question an authority figure. I've worked with kids for decades and I know that for a fact. They are very intimidated by adults, no matter their position. They are an authority figure, and small or young children are very afraid in the first place to approach them and let alone question them. You know what I mean? So no, the fact that there's a need for this law, are they kidding?
Right. So in the idea that they never get confessions of child abuse, that is so rare that we don't need a law for it. That's not true.
Shit.
Right. So a friendly atheist covered this issue about a week ago, and he noted that in Australia, one priest confessed to committing 1,500 acts on children.
That is psychotic.
Right. And 30 separate priests over the course of 25 years got his confession.
And not one.
Not a single one.
Had the con. Okay. They're supposed to be good, freaking religious, holier than thou. You know, I'm, you know, glowing bullshit. But yet not one of those 30 priests over 25 years thought in their good conscience that I got to figure out how for this to be known. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom how they're supposed to be these, I want to say holier than thou, but that's not the right word. Just they're supposed to be these perfect good people. And it doesn't dawn on any of them at any point in time that I need to stop this. I need this known by this person who committed that many times.
I mean, just look at how many times they moved around pedophile priests.
Well, and I was going to say, this is one.
Yeah,
this is only one.
Out of dozens that we know about. We know about dozens. I don't know how many hundreds would be out there.
Right. No, absolutely. Because essentially it's a way to hide.
Right.
Honestly, yes, absolutely. Are there, you know, clergy or whatever that are literally there to serve their purpose.
Right.
And that is their whole thing. They have no, you know, little weirdness with, you know, children or anyone. They literally are there to do what they wanted to do. That's why they joined or whatever in the first place. But then you've got a lot of them who use it as a place to hide.
Right.
Because they are conflicted with how they feel. But yet, I don't, it's a whole long rant. But I find it extremely frustrating.
It's infuriating.
Yes, infuriating.
But this wouldn't just apply to the Catholic Church.
I want to punch somebody.
I know.
Anyway.
It wouldn't just apply to the Catholic Church. It would apply to any church that uses a secret confessional box.
Shit, yeah.
Including the Mormon Church.
Fuck yeah, absolutely. I mean, no religious anything should be exempt from something like that, ever.
Right.
And not even religious. Anything shouldn't be exempt from hiding something like that.
Yep. And what's sad is that, according to the Friendly Atheist, there have been 130 bills proposed since 1987, and not a single one has passed.
That is
not
crazy. One. That is just batshit crazy. Yeah. I mean, in all that time, no one had the gusto, I guess, to get past the, I don't know, stereotype or something, just to break through and let it pass.
Right. Well, they're saying part of the reason they don't want it, besides they'd be excommunicated, right, is that now the abusers won't come confess their sins.
Well,
so,
but
apparently,
to let it go on is better?
Apparently. Apparently, the afterlife of a child abuser is more important to them than the well-being of children.
The afterlife?
That's when you do a confession, you're confessing so you can get into heaven.
Oh, okay.
You're doing your Hail Marys and you're...
I went to Catholic school as a kid. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. Right. So when you confess, you're confessing your sins so you can clear your
soul. Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want as long as you say, you know, your Hail Marys and walk away and you're good. You're
so all washed that's up. More important to the Catholic Church than the well-being of children.
I can't understand. I don't understand at all how after all that time of trying to pass all these bills, not once that it passed.
Yep.
Any of them passed.
Well, and I also found out earlier this week that the same sort of bills being introduced in Washington State. This is the third try in as many years.
So for if Washington they're going to try again in Washington, and is it the first time here in
Montana? First time in Montana. Yes.
The odds of that passing are
zero.
Jesus, really? I mean, that's not surprising. I mean, all this time.
Yep. And
I don't understand how the frick they can say that they are so perfect and join us and we love you and blah, blah, blah. But yet the most innocent of citizens on this planet who cannot protect themselves, who need the adults to protect them, are not willing to step the fuck up and protect them. But yet they're supposed to be the good people. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Nope. I'm moving on before we get angry.
Okay.
Well, recently I read an article called What If for 30 Days You Just Believed.
Yeah, you handed this off to me and I'm like, hurry. No. Yeah.
And this is by Christine Flynn on the website Catholic Answers. I'll put a link in the snow notes if you want to read it.
In the snow notes?
Snow notes. But it's snowing.
Not for everyone. It's not.
I don't know. Did you see the news on the storm today?
Yeah, well, not everyone's getting a storm across the world, you butthead.
All right, whatever.
Move on.
Anyway, the author describes their journey towards considering Christianity, initially resistant and skeptical, but gradually intrigued by the possibility.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flaws right there.
Right. But... So I have a lot of issues with this article.
I read this article and I had issues from the get-go.
Right. So she acknowledges the influence of an advertising slogan on Facebook. What if for 30 days you just believe? And her husband's subtle introduction to Christian, right?
Right.
He handed her a Lee Strobel book, which is just bullshit. That's all I can say about Lee Strobel.
Well, and her thing was he didn't push her on it. He just handed her this literature. And, you know, that was the best way he could do it. So it's not her automatically telling him no. And so she... read it, blah, blah, right. blah.
So she then actively chooses to engage with the idea of a 30-day faith challenge, demonstrating a conscious decision to explore Christianity.
Right.
Specifically Catholic.
Right. And while she's an quote-unquote atheist.
Right. She's an atheist.
Sure she is. Continue.
So, which this emphasizes the importance of personal experience shaping, right? And she frames it as an experiment, a way to gain firsthand experience as a Christian and potentially inform her own beliefs, right?
Right.
So I wanted to offer a couple counterpoints before you get into yours, because I know yours, right? Belief is not a choice.
No.
I'm going to just put that right out
there. I agree completely.
So it's often entwined with emotion, intuition, but belief is informed by things we act with that we know, right? And that we understand.
Right.
Right? You cannot just choose to believe. It doesn't happen. You have to change what you know in order to believe something.
Okay. Right?
So if you were to, let's just say, for instance, you want to take this 30-day challenge, right? Could you just up and start believing in God?
After 30 days?
No. Well, on day one. Could you just say, I'm a Christian now?
No, but I would never fucking do it in the first place.
Right. Because... you cannot just up and choose to change your beliefs.
Right, because I am an atheist, and that was one of the things that drove me kind of crazy about it, is she, the whole thing was just stupid. Oh. But, I mean, she's saying that she'll give it the 30-day try, and you have to read it. And then there was things that she was talking about. I'm like, bitch, you were never an atheist to start with.
Right.
Maybe an agnostic no. You're shaking your head. No. I know, but I'm just like, you were always Christian based in some form or another before you even started this.
Before we get into that, I want to say this is just a very poor version of what's called Pascal's Wager.
Okay.
Pascal's Wager was he was a late 18th century philosopher. Uh-huh. Right. And he said that it's better to believe. Well, I can read it here. It's a rationale a person should adopt a lifestyle consistent with the existence of God and actively strive to believe in God. Okay. Reasoning behind this lies in the potential outcomes. If God does exist, individual incurs only finite losses, right? Mm-hmm. So if God does exist and you believe, right, you only lose whatever here is on earth, whatever you believed in and didn't do because of your belief.
Okay.
Right? But you gain infinite reward. You get infinite afterlife in heaven.
Okay.
But if you don't believe in God exists, then you get infinite punishment.
So if I don't believe in him and it turns out he does
you get exist, infinite punishment, right?
There's
two more steps to it.
Okay.
And if God does not exist, neither the Christian or the atheist lose anything.
Okay.
So his point is that with the reward punishment structure, mm-hmm. you have a better opportunity to believe and go to heaven.
So they're saying just screw it, believe in God, and don't take chances.
Right. That's what Pascal's wager is.
Okay, got it.
So there's two problems with Pascal's wager.
So people a lot of times believe because they're afraid.
A lot of times. That is what Pascal wagers boils down to.
Okay, got it.
Right. The problem with that is there's not just one God to believe in.
Well, I was going to say. There's
thousands. So uh-huh. you got to play Pascal's wager with every God.
So I'm supposed to believe in all of them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, remember in The Mummy?
Vaguely, but yeah.
Yeah, the little scrawny guy.
Yeah.
He pulled out all his little monocles.
Going through all his languages, right. Which one was going to go for him.
That's the essentials of Pascal's wager. He got on one.
He found one that worked.
Right. He found one that worked. Uh-huh. That's Pascal's wager in a nutshell.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Pick one, quick.
So that's why, that was my biggest deal. I was like, this is just Pascal's wager.
I do good with examples, by the way, if yes, you remember that.
Okay.
But on to your point. So for me, not this stupid B-I-T-C-H, I would never change my beliefs regardless of what you're going to tell me my punishment or my reward is. I don't care.
Right.
That does not change me, I guess
And that's the second part of Pascal's wager.
Okay.
If a God, an omnipotent God, mm-hmm. right, if you would know whether you actually believed or not. If you pretended to believe.
That's true.
Right? Just to have the facade. Because
they're all knowing, all blah, blah, blah.
Right. He would know that you're faking it just mm-hmm. to do appease. Pascal's wager, to uh-huh. appease the masses, uh-huh. right? And what good is that?
Yeah.
Because you can't change your belief.
You still, no matter what your word salad is speaking, inside you, you're still in your head saying, but this is who I am.
Right.
I'll tell you what you want to hear out loud, but inside I'm still going with this way.
Right.
And that never changes for anyone.
Which is why a change of belief is incredibly slow. Mm-hmm. Right.
It happens over time, like long time, because it's part of right. you.
So it's like every single DNA. Former evangelical pastor that I've ever heard, or super evangelical, right? It took them years to come out of it.
Okay. On a side note, I know I'm off topic, but every time you say super evangelical pastor, and I picture, you know, those ones up on stage yelling, yeah. blah, all I see are dollar signs. I can't help it. I know that's a whole nother topic.
Well, that's prosperity.
But
gospel.
I just see dollar signs every single time you say that. I can't help that.
Yeah, you're thinking televangelist.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point. But yeah. Power is another form of dollar signs.
Yes,
so
it is.
Even if they're not for the TV people, it's still a form of power, which shows dollar signs, because dollar signs show power. I don't know. That's a whole other thing.
That's a huge other thing.
So, but onto this. So my problem with this article, if anyone goes and reads it, she starts off from the beginning. I was already yelling at, when I read something, I yell at, I want to say the TV, but I'm yelling at it saying, no, you're not an atheist, or, you're full of crap, and, you know, the whole nine yards. I could tell right off the bat that she was never going to not become a Christian at the end of her 30-day blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That was a given. Yeah.
So on that note, mm-hmm. I initially resisted doing that, because I'm like, no, I'm gonna not going to tell someone that they're not an atheist, right? Not going to tell somebody, well, you're not a Christian. You're not this. That's just not how
I like to do it.
Right?
I mean, I wouldn't tell her that she's not. I was reading what she was saying.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know what it is, but when I look at people, I can tell when they lie. I don't know why, but I can see it in their face, their twitches, whatever it is. I don't know. I can always tell when someone lies. But it was reading what she was saying and listening to what she was saying, I guess, between the lines, you could say.
It was definitely between the lines.
And I could tell where this was going and what she truly was, you know, that kind of a thing.
So with that, I decided to do a little bit of digging, because that's what I like to do. Right. Uh-huh. And it's a book. I think I wrote it down here somewhere. Maybe I didn't. I'm not going to give her the whatever sheets, because that's just going to make her money.
Anyway,
it's a book basically about her travel, her journey from atheist.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Atheist sure. to full blown Catholic. Okay. Right. So by her own book description, which I didn't read the book, so I wasn't going to give her money.
Right.
Right. She considers herself spiritually advanced. Unlike her peers who sat in church pews on Sunday blindly following man-made rules and rites, she was in tune with the powers of the universe. Uh-huh. Her personal spirituality, revealed through the stars and her dreams by meditation and self-actualization, made her feel wise, strong, and special.
I still stand by what I said then.
At best, she was a deist. Uh-huh. At best. But she is definitely ultra spiritual. Mm-hmm. Like crystal chakra spiritual.
Right, right. No, which is most likely what it is. But, and again, no, I would never tell anyone who they are or what they believe. I just give my opinions of what I think. I'm not saying that they are or not, because everyone is allowed and should be able to say what they think and what they believe. But I, as an outsider, look in, just have my opinions of what I think might actually be going on. That's all.
Also, you can read an excerpt from her book on Amazon. Whoopee. And it turns out she was raised vaguely non-religious, much like I was, right?
Yeah.
Right? My grandfather was a pastor, but my parents were really not religious.
Kind of my deal.
Right?
Sort of.
But more than that, thanks though. To a childhood friend around the age of 8, who happened to be Catholic, who taught her about the God of the Catholic faith, and even going so far as setting up a church in the woods and worshiping Mary. So at 8... this girl is teaching her the Catholic faith, which has informed her life since. So she was actually a non-practicing Catholic.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Based on what I read in the excerpt, which is basically the prologue to her book.
Right.
Right? It's her youth.
Right.
So it's being sold on a Catholic website.
Right.
Right? Specifically on this Catholic website. Well, it's on Amazon too, but
right,
everything's on Amazon. So, and this is what I consider Catholic propaganda, and had the word, I didn't want like the word that I wrote, conversion porn.
Conversion porn?
Yes.
That's an interesting... Leastobel
conversion porn, right? Atheist to super evangelical.
That's a woman, big stretch.
Atheist to super Catholic. That is conversion porn. For Catholic, right? No, they love reading this person that came from horrible, evil background to become this atheist. Great person, right? Oh. That's what I consider.
They came as the conversion baby porn. Eating atheist to a full on Catholic,
right? I don't know.
It's just lies. I think that's my biggest thing. Why does everybody have to lie all the time? Well, I don't
think she was... She's not lying.
I don't mean that. I just mean you have to lie to sell... lie's not the right word.
No, it is... I just mean
not be...
Upfront?
Maybe that's
She's hiding behind a
There's something not truthful, which is what's digging at me,
right, because she's not really an atheist.
And when I started reading that article, I think that's kind of the nut in the shell, is the fact that it was untruthful from the beginning. And I could feel that when I was reading it. This is there's not truth in there's deception behind it the whole time I was reading. And I think that's what was irritating out of that entire article.
All right. Now on to Are You Fucking Kidding Me?
What the hell is that?
I have one more news story that actually had me say that, like I said, on Blue Sky. Really? And anybody that follows me on Blue Sky knows that I keep it PG-13.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not
I'm generally a PG-13 kind of person.
You're not a cusser anytime, honestly.
Right? And it takes a whole lot to get something like that out of me. Uh-huh. Right? But a group of legislators in North Carolina managed to do that, right, with House Concurrent Resolution number 20.
Okay.
And it is labeled a concurrent resolution urging North Dakota to acknowledge the kingship of Jesus Christ.
Wait, what?
Just listen to this bullshit violation of the First Amendment. I'm going to read it exactly how they wrote it. Okay. Whereas Christ said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth, Matthew 28:18, not only spiritual but civil, including over this great state. And whereas Christ is said to have received power and glory in a kingdom so that all people, tribes, and tongues shall serve him, Daniel 7:14, including this great state. And whereas the Father is said to give Christ all nations, the utmost parts of the earth from his inheritance and possessions, and in response, people and their leaders are called to learn and receive instruction from him, Psalms 2:8-10, including those of this great state. And whereas Christ is named the ruler of kings on earth and the king of kings, and presented with a crown and royal robe in Revelations 1:5, 17:14, 19:12, 13, and 16. And we, the people of North Dakota, grateful to Almighty God, and as expressed by Reverend R.C. Wiley during the First Constitutional Convention of North Dakota, we desire there shall be recognition of Almighty God as a source of authority, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the rightful ruler of nations. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the House of Representatives of North Dakota, the Senate concurring within, North Dakota acknowledge the kingship of Jesus Christ over all the world, so that this great state may at last receive the great blessing of real liberty, well-ordered discipline, peace, and harmony.
What the hell is this?
This is a bill that has been introduced in North Dakota.
Do what?
To proclaim the kingship of Jesus Christ.
Huh?
That is literally what this bill is for. This is why I am
very confused.
Okay. It's a bill.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
They are trying. It doesn't make sense to us, right?
Anyways.
So, they are trying to say that North Dakota wants to proclaim the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
They're proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the king.
Wow.
But, of everything, including the state of North Dakota.
So they're kind of batshit crazy. But what is that supposed to accomplish? What is their goal? I'm confused. Okay.
It's just to say it currently is their goal.
Oh, it's to open up doors to
other. Open up doors.
I gotcha.
So, obviously, this violates First Amendment, right?
You think?
100%. You cannot do this. This is promotion of a specific religion, right? Okay. Sets up a de facto religious test for office for those who don't vote for it. Because if you say, no, we don't want to do that, they're going to be like, oh, he's not a Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And he's going to get voted out of office.
Uh-huh. Okay? And that's exactly what will happen.
Right. They're going to use this against anyone who votes against it.
That's exactly what they'll do.
It ignores all non-Christians of North Dakota.
There's many.
You don't even have to be atheist, just non-Christian.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It sets up these misinformation about founders in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Right. And is step one in creating a theocracy.
You think?
Yeah.
Why are we wasting our time and taxpayer money on blatant bullshit against constitutional bills? I mean, it's literally a waste of time.
There is no way this gets passed the Judiciary Committee. There's no way.
The fact that they king this shit is just ridiculous. And it's not just North Dakota. It's in many, many states that they are these blatant unconstitutional bullshit bills that are a blatant waste of time. Start passing shit that needs to happen.
Something that matters.
Important. That makes a goddamn difference.
So, I made a comment earlier today that we've maybe been out of the loop for a few years, right?
Yeah.
But this is absolutely the worst year I've seen for this sort of religious intrusion.
It's everywhere. It
is. There's 18, 19 states.
It's everywhere. It's constant. It's nonstop. It's just...
I don't even know where to stop. I want to do other stories than separation of church and state, but there are no other stories.
There's so much of this.
Right. I can't... inundated with separation of church and state on my feeds.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? And I set up my Google search properly, right? Mm-hmm. And it's full of it. I can't find other things.
I can.
Well, maybe you should start looking.
Yeah, well, I was reading a few things earlier today, and that will just take me on a massive loophole rabbit thing rant.
I actually had another story that we were going to do that wasn't. It was either an In God We Trust or a Ten Commandments. I forgot which one.
See, mine's not any.
Right. See, that's what I have.
Then I guess these I are need the stories to start that I have. More. See, mine are more away from the religiousness, I guess you could say, and a little more outside of that. I don't know. It's just, I think it needs to be spiced up with not just one train you're stuck on.
But every time I start looking for other stuff, this comes up and I'm like, oh, this is big. Okay. I got
to
do this.
So you need to start like kind of collaborating so I can say, no, let's not do that. Let's do something else.
Well, then we're going to have like a 4-hour long show.
We need a little balance. We need a little of the religion and a little of the non-religion.
Well, how about they do a little less religion?
That would help tremendously.
That would.
I mean, they're just batshit crazy. I mean, with all the stuff they're trying to pass, and the, and part of the passing of all these crazy unconstitutional religious shit is so that they can take it a step farther and go into their other agendas that they actually want to get their fingers into. That's a little harder and out of reach to grasp.
They want to get a Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. That is where they're going.
They basically want to try and rewrite some of the Constitution in their favor,
right,
so that they can really start steamrolling, you know, with what they're trying.
Right. This is Project 2025.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, it's kind of that sideways all around the country at the moment.
Yep.
It's literally just little branches of that here and there. And the more they push, the more they put in stupid fucking bills and wasting our time, they're hoping one will get through and then that will start the snowball.
Well, they are getting through.
I know that's the scariest part of all, is that they are slowly breaking down the infrastructure tiny bit at a time, which is why they are doing it in the mass numbers that they're doing it, because it is making it crumble just a little bit at a time so that they could squeeze through the cracks just enough to start spreading and getting more of what they want. This country is changed drastically because of things like this, and it's turning it on its head, and it's really freaking scary, to be honest. I mean, truly. I mean,
it is.
For everyone's sake, no matter who they are, where they come or any direction they're heading in. It's frightening.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right. It's time for the Potter Award.
Hey, Potter.
All right, this week I got
to... I don't know, yay is the right thing to say, huh?
Not exactly. I don't know what else to say.
Potter. I like doing Potter because I like listening to that little stitch of television, you know?
Yeah, stitch of the movie.
Yeah, but at the same time, that means that somebody was really awful to get it. So in that part, it's like a double-edged sword, I guess you could say.
And speaking of awful, let's get on with the Potter Award. This week, we're looking at Tennessee Representative Andy Ogle, who is currently facing an FBI investigation for campaign finance violation.
Not surprised.
Okay, the questions surrounding Ogle are similar to allegations that led to federal indictment of New York Congress George Santos. We all know
Santos. Most people do.
Right.
Say every.
So in November 2023, WTVF, a local news station in Tennessee, raised questions about Ogle's claim to have loaned his campaign $320,000 during the 2022 race when he was first elected to Congress.
Okay.
According to Ogle's personal finance disclosure, as required by law, did not reflect that he had the resources to make such a loan.
Right.
Following the report, Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center filed an ethics complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics. He then amended his campaign finance report to admit that he had only loaned the campaign $20,000, not $320,000.
We can stuff that back in the box. You won't see it.
So, as part of this investigation, the FBI, in 2024, executed a search warrant for Ogle's personal email account. That court filings have revealed that. Huh. Right? So, his email account, his phone... computer stuff, right?
Oh yeah, whole nine yards.
Right. So they showed up at his home the day after the August primary and also seized his cell phone.
Uh-huh.
So far, Ogle's legal team has been able to keep the FBI from looking at any of the evidence it seized.
Oh.
Yeah, with all sorts of stays and warnings and all this stuff.
Really?
Arguing that the executive branch has no right to look at devices of electronic communications that may contain references to legislative business.
Seriously.
So they're saying because he's a congressman, he gets
an out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, get out-of-jail-free.
The hell he does. Right?
So, that's stuck there. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that.
Don't give me that look.
It doesn't get any better from there for him.
Uh-huh.
He is also a self-proclaimed economist.
Okay.
Right? His bio claimed he studied policy and economics at Middle Tennessee University with a major in international relations.
Okay.
Turns out, he took one community college course in economics and barely passed it.
That's fine.
Uh-huh. He didn't even major in international relations. He's a liberal arts major.
The lies that these people spew, they have no shame.
Which is why he probably put a block on his transcript.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. And a local news station happened to find a discrepancy when the same local news station, WTVF, right? They were looking into his past and found an old resume which had his actual college transcript on it.
Uh-oh. Do they think it's never going to be found? Truly.
Well, he said he misremembered his college transcript and wrote it down wrong.
That's convenient.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not done because I'm never done with potters.
No.
That's why they're potters.
You just dig, 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 dig.
In 2014, he misled donors in a charity that was supposed to buy burial plots for stillborn children.
Burials?
Yeah. He collected $25,000 that was supposed to go to buy 20 plots to donate to grief-stricken family. But the charity never bought any. When asked...
Have to get awful.
Yeah. When asked, he said the fundraiser didn't reach its goal and would not be able to continue. Okay, technically that's true. It didn't reach its goal.
What'd he do with what he got?
He raised enough to buy 19 of 20.
And so he said, no, you're not getting it? Is that...
That is essentially what happened.
And he just kept the rest.
We don't know. No one knows what happened.
So these poor families never got whatever.
Well, it was supposed to be for future families.
Yeah, no, I know. So he pocketed is what you're saying. So
here's the biggest issue with this whole thing. It's not a, well, it is about him stealing the money because I'm sure he stole the money.
He made shit up so he could get money.
So those plots cost all of $1,200. Mm-hmm. So he got enough to get 19. And the cemetery owner even said.
He would offer that last one.
He would offer that last one. He would work with him on the money. Yep. But he never heard from Andy Ogle. After he didn't raise the money.
So he basically did the equivalent of making up some fake charity and went on, was that website where you can raise money to help?
Like GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's it.
GoFundMe. I don't know which one it was.
So he faked a charity to help raise money just so he could collect money and run.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And as reprehensible as that is, that is not what got my attention.
And did he have to use that as a fake? Come on.
I know.
I don't do people fucking with children. I just don't. I know.
We've covered that already.
He couldn't come up with something less awful. I mean,
well, he is an awful person.
She's
on. Right. Again, that's not what got my attention. It was his latest bill that would allow Trumperdink, and only Trumperdink, to run for a third term.
That's what it was for?
Yes. I will. Shameless. Like I said, I will always call him Trumperdink. He will always be Trumperdink to me.
Butthead.
Right. His bill would amend the 22nd Amendment that limits presidents to just two terms or a total of 12 years if they happen to take over during the tenure of another president. That's what it currently states. Uh-huh. And that's what it's been since Roosevelt. Uh-huh. Right? It says the new amendment would state this. No person shall be elected to office of president more than three times, nor be elected to any additional term after being elected two consecutive terms. And then it continues with the rest of it.
Right.
Right. That's the major changes. There's those two changes. The three times and no additional terms after being elected two consecutive terms. So let's talk about those changes.
Okay.
All right. Change number one, third term. Obviously, he wants Trump for another 4 years, right?
Didn't even get me started.
I mean, who wouldn't want their favorite president to be a third term president?
I'm kidding.
I would love for Obama to run again.
That would be awesome. Right?
I would even kind of accept Clinton to run again.
Eh.
Maybe. I don't know. He's better than Trump.
Okay, I will give you that.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Oh, shit. Trump or ding. I'll have to edit that out. No. Okay. And this part would allow that third term, okay. Right? And I had said a long time ago that if anybody puts up this bill, then yeah, Obama could run.
Right.
So this guy must have heard me at some
point. Either way, it's a no, but yeah.
Because it's change number two that has this kicker.
Okay.
Not being elected after serving two consecutive terms.
Oh.
Trumperdink has only served one term, and now he's on his second non-consecutive term, which means he can run, according to this bill, he can run for his third.
I know. That's
but Obama has already had his two consecutive terms. So he can't run for a third term according to this amendment.
So they did that deliberately.
And that's why it's Trumperdink and only Trumperdink. Because this is probably never going to happen again. It hasn't happened since, I think, Grover Cleveland. Okay. Which is like the 1800s somewhere. I forgot when.
Yeah.
Right? It was the last time something like this happened.
The shameless. Anyways.
Anyway, this bill has zero chance. It's never going to pass. One, it has to get through the Senate. Has to get through Congress. Then it has to get approved by 3/4 of the states.
Yeah, but you would hope so. But I'm sorry, okay. Right now, I don't exactly have the strongest faith in what's going on.
The only thing that's going to save that is the 3/4 of the states. Hmm. All right? You've got a lot of states that are like, no way.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
But regardless of what party you are affiliated with, come on. Just uphold the damn constitutional law.
Yeah, the Constitution
stop
was changed for a reason.
Stop trying to fuck with it.
Right?
Okay, I got to stop.
Anyway.
I got to stop that. Anyways, but so, they just... Oh my God, can't people, like, is that gone?
Remember I said we'd get back to that?
Okay, it's...
Okay. The point is, why would he propose a bill that he absolutely knows is DOA?
Uh-oh.
Right? It's dead. Well, let's look at that FBI investigation. Who's currently in charge of the FBI?
The Trumperdink butt kissers, anyways.
Right. His legal team is trying everything, including the kitchen sink, to keep the FBI from looking at this guy's emails and cell phone records. If he gets on Trumperdink's good side by saying, I want you to have three terms, he's going to Trump for Dink. Almost did it again.
Stop that.
Is going to halt the federal investigation into him.
Oh, absolutely. Flippin'-lutely.
What is this guy hiding in his emails?
Bigness.
Right?
Or Bigly.
Bigly? Bigly. There's something Bigly in his emails and his cell phone.
Obviously. Have you noticed the skeletons in everyone's closet? It's like, holy crap, holy.
Have you noticed no one cares?
That's the sad part of that whole scenario.
I mean, this whole week of Senate confirmations was the biggest shit show I've ever seen.
I mean, where did decency go? Where did...
We lost decency in 2016.
No, we lost decency a long time ago. I'm sorry.
No. Okay, we lost decency. I tell you when we lost decency.
Slipping.
I tell you exactly when we lost decency. 2008.
Okay. Why?
The black guy got elected.
Jeez.
That's when we lost all decency. Bush, yeah, Bush was a terrible guy. But he was decent.
Well, and that's what I mean by decent. It was everybody still played the I have to be professional and
right.
when I'm in, you know, these positions and I have to play the game and
right.
you know,
that's what I'm saying by
serious
decent.
And keep my personal funniness aside or right. my
like
my
saying,
ugliness aside.
Bush, his politics sucked. I hate his politics, right?
Right.
But now at that's least like he so could put timid. On a good face and be nice and, to other people.
And, right. And courteous and respectful, I guess. Is the,
that 100% ended when Obama got elected.
You think?
Look at what happened. They started burning effigies of Obama. When's the last time they burned an effigy of a president?
Yeah. Good point. That is the very tip of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, I see that. Like the very beginning spark. I could agree with that. Me, I think I saw it as soon as Trump or Dink started run the first time, because that's when I noticed.
I saw it before then.
Well, for me, I saw it like in your face, and it was like a flame that just rolled over everything.
Yeah.
Everybody was starting to not just be mean to around them, but physically hurt them.
Yeah.
And start spewing out whatever the F they were thinking and not think twice about it. The whole, you know, having respect for others and just that whole, I don't know, whatever it is, just left. It was all gone. Respect. I mean, look at when you watch our government, our Congress and all of that. It's an embarrassment.
It is.
I mean, it's a flat out embarrassment how they behave and how they speak and the things that they spew out of their mouths and the nasty, and not just nasty, it's just like penis shot pictures that
that's,
they
that's
put
exactly,
up.
That's what I was thinking is the Hunter Biden laptop pictures that MTG put up.
Oh, I was, yeah.
That actually happened.
And it's not just him. There's been other things. Like, it's like, where the hell did decency go to die? I mean, it's like we're in Idiocracy, but like on steroids.
Yeah.
And we are the laughing stock of the world at the moment because of how everything is so just out of control. And where'd the professionalism go? And I guess it's eating at me. It's
DEI killed professionalism.
Oh, God, don't start with me. Anyways, I'm ranting again.
Well, that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, but this is the Italian taking over and the hands start hitting the microphones and I don't stop talking. So we need to get back on track or I will never stop.
All right. So all of that.
Yeah,
is,
go.
And specifically that he's trying to kiss Trumperdink's ass so he can get.
Oh, yeah.
His...
Well, and there's so many of them that are doing it to 100%. Get on his good side to help them.
Yeah.
With whatever it is they got. That they don't want out.
Yeah.
There's so many of them and that, you know, they're doing things like that because they want to hide something or they're doing that because they got something on them or they just want to get up his butt to get something out of it. That was a wrong saying. I just thought that was horrible.
Well, I mean, it might be happening. I don't know.
No. Don't go there. Just get back on track. But no, it's
another get out of free. Get out of jail free.
There's no end to the shamelessness.
Yep.
None.
Yep. And that's why he is our Potter Award winner for this week.
Because it's all about him and he doesn't give a crap who he runs over to get it.
And he's obviously protecting himself from whatever crimes he's done. Because there's got to be something bad in there.
But the sad part is, well, okay, not the sad part. Sad part for him, I guess. But it's going to come out in the end.
Oh, it always does.
It always comes out. When you've got skeletons, they come out to dance.
They do.
At one point or another, they will eventually come out to dance. And
every
you're going to know
time.
It.
But the point is, who cares?
That's
at that point.
That's the sad part. Nobody. gives a crap anymore. Once upon a time, people would like lose it, and now it's like, eh, whatever. Don't yeah. care. But yet they go to extreme lengths to keep the skeletons in the closet. But yet most of the time with the way everybody reacts to everything nowadays, it's like it maybe sparks for like 5 seconds and then it's gone.
Here's the problem that we found out years and years ago. So Watergate was a huge deal about this. Yeah. So the Watergate issue was bad, right? Mm-hmm. The stealing the secrets from the Democratic Convention, right? That was terrible. He got in trouble for covering it up.
Right.
The cover-up was worse than the crime.
Exactly.
And that I think that
it's
might
be... It's kind of like when my daughters would lie to me. What they were lying about was nothing. The fact that they lied to me burned me from inside right. and out. Had they just not lied, probably wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But the lying, no. Yeah. That does not fly with
me. Yeah, and that's the whole point. Usually a cover-up is worse
exactly
ethically than whatever crime right. they right. usually.
Well, and that's the thing. The ethics is gone.
Yep.
There is no ethics anymore. There's no respect. There's no mannerism. There's no...
Yeah, that's right.
And there's no empathy.
Yep.
That's gone. That's so gone. And that's empathy is my number one big deal forever. I have too much empathy is honestly my problem. But there's none. There's none in so many people. And yes, there's a lot of empathetic people out there. So stifled and quiet that all you hear about all the time is how loud the unempathetic is.
Yep.
And I really, truly hope at some point in time, I don't know what it'll take for that to happen or over time for it to happen, that the pendulum starts back around to empathy coming back.
Because I hope
so. It's gone. It's dead.
It is.
In I guess it, when I'm referring to just humanity, the way people treat each other, our politics, our everything, it's just, it's nasty. It's ugly. It's just everybody eating each other. Bring back. I mean, it just has to happen.
Absolutely.
Honestly, save this country if people don't start having some empathy towards the other human being standing next to them.
Yep.
It needs to happen.
I would say stuff, but that would be a whole nother story we'd have to cover.
And then I would start ranting like a crazy person. So and whatever you're saying, because I can see it on your face.
Maybe we'll cover it next week. I was
going to say, don't say whatever you're thinking of saying, because
I'll probably have something even worse next week. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then I'll either rant or it again or whatever.
All right.
I'm ranting.
Anyway, that's all the yakking I've got.
Oh, that's so much yakking that I've got. Take a drink.
Okay.
Get a drink.
We'll see everyone next week.
Have a good week. See you next week.
We always like to hear your feedback or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.